Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to take care of your projects that have been piling up? P&K can help with a John Deere 3032E tractor. You'll get 32 horsepower of pure ready-to-work muscle. And the best part is, we'll top it off with a $3,200 discount and low-rate financing. So don't miss out. Let the P&K sales team kickstart your productivity this spring. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/16. Finance offer subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. Must be a resident of Oklahoma or Arkansas. Other restrictions may also apply. See P&K for details. All right, Justin, just exactly how'd those grains end up here this afternoon?
Cattle futures today were lower to finish after trading higher for the most part to all morning long. Feeders finished down 95 in the March futures, which expire on March 24th. So we've got about 7 trading days in between now and the expiration. Currently, that is a premium to the index. The index is in the mid 160 level, 160.40, where the March futures are 163.50. April futures 165 even, down 47. May's down 40 at 164.37. August futures down 32. At 162.75, that is roughly $1.50 or so across the board off of the high set earlier today. Now, live cattle lower as well. We're down 40 in April at 141.15. June's are down 15 at 130.60. That sharp decline there from April to June still exists. Tomorrow we've got the on-feed report, which early estimates on feed are 100.5% of last year, or 10.736 million head. The placement number is 8.3 higher than last year at 108.3%, or 1.68 million head. And then the marketed number also higher at 1.47% of last year, or 1.587 million head. That report will be tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, just after the futures market.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's the 17th Annual Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Friday, March 18th at Pollard Farms. The sale starts at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch. That's 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features 100 home-raised service-age Angus bulls, spring 2014 to spring 2015 bulls, many E.T. Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, contact Pollard Farms at 580-758-1464 or go to the website at www.pollardfarms.com. All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Wheat futures today tumbled, with Kansas City July leading the way, down 13 cents at 480 and a half. And the low today was 477. For the past week or so, it had tested $5 several times and was not ever able to get through that level. And then with the weather being optimal, and then the 30-day forecast looking like there was some rain forecast, it looked like that was enough to caused the hedge funds to add those short positions back. Coming into today, they were estimated to be short about 425 million bushels of wheat. After today, it'll probably be a higher number. Beans were higher. They're up 3 to 3.5 cents. The talk is that the bean market is following the palm oil market. Palm oil futures have been on the rise. Corn was down about a penny here today. We had an export sales report this morning, which was in the middle of the range for wheat at 372,000. Corn and beans were both higher than expected. 1.288 million metric tons for the corn. We're expecting 700 to 1.1. Beans was 858. We're expecting 400 to 700. So corn and beans were both higher. On both of those. At the end of this month, we've got the USDA March 31st acreage report, which will be the thing that the trade starts to watch soon. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.